my lord. I'm in the toilet, yes. I'm having a poor old pee, but I just found this place in the park that I go. And I'm just listening to a gate, and I hope they haven't closed it because I've been stuck here. Hey guys, it's The Daily Show episode. I don't know, I've lost track, but it's the mini episode about the book review. And I'm going to go and to start with doing the album review as well. Yeah, like your favorite album. Anyway, first of all, book. This book this week is the Amanda Palmer, The Art of Asking. It's on Audible, and I will, you can buy a paperback, but I will put the links in the show notes. What can I say about the Amanda Palmer? Great book, The Art of Asking. You go into a little bit into her personal life. She's very, very honest, and she used to do stand-up in the street, like, where she was dressed as a bride, and she'd paint her, put makeup on to look like a dead bride, I think. Well, not a bride, but a bride, anyway. And she'd have a flower, and she would stand still on the box for hours until somebody put a dollar into her box, or into her, you know, where you put the tips. And she would be, she would then animate herself, a bit like a robot, a bit like coming up to life, and she would give you a flower. And I believe that would be her trick. And okay, she got a lot of abuse from people thinking, you know, especially drunk people at night. But she worked out that she would actually make a lot of money, and it takes some balls to do this kind of thing, like straight heart. And I guess I had a different, I mean, I'm an artist myself, so I had a good kind of opinion about people living in the street, or doing, not living in the street, but doing like walking, and walking the street, you know, doing some kind of art in the street, which I find some of it are amazing. But it's got me inspired, and her life got me inspired. The thing that she already inspired me to go back and do the music. And when I heard her on the podcast of Tim Ferriss about the crowdfunding, but the when she started with crowdfunding, she was the first artist to actually get $1 million on crowdfunding to fund an album. And you'd be surprised how much much less, there was nothing left in the end, after you pay all the artists and stuff and the purification and all the rest of it. She got a lot of abuse online, obviously. There's always haters out there, and she got through that, but it must have been difficult for her. She goes on about, you know, the art of asking, about, you know, people are, we're not really, we're just really too, within our own life, we don't really ask strangers, you know, for favors or for stuff. And she opened my eyes on a lot of things, and she gave me the inspiration to go back into music, and to use patreon.com to get people to support my art, my music. And the minute only got one patron, and it's a friend, and to support the podcast, because I do a lot of that, but I try to get record the music, a track, at least once a month or twice a month. I'm working on using Ableton right now. I've just ordered my MIDI keyboard, so I'm going to go back and start to do electronic music, because my background is more music, like, you know, like a straightforward instrument like piano and guitar. But I really want to get into the I like to be like a bit like a Moby kind of guy. Well, you know, Daft Punk, you know, that kind of guy, but I'm not expecting to be any that good. But it's a kind of, you know, vibe I like to get into. M83, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, 07, Air. I like to get into that kind of groove. So I'm learning about Ableton. I'm going to learn how to use that software, because I think it's going to do me good. The other thing I was going to say, the book is done, but the music, yes, going back to straightforward to music here. What is your, I'd like you to just comment on here, or on the podcast, or on the Facebook, if you want to start to go on the Facebook page and start a conversation about what is your favorite track. And I mean, of course, we've got many, it's a list, you know, like, but what is your top? It's a top track right now that you listen to. Me, I would say it's Noah and the Well. It's not a well-known band, but I don't understand why. I think they should have been as big as Coldplay. God knows why. But Noah and the Whale, I will put the link. It's Life is Life. It's a very inspiring track. You know, when I feel days that I'm not too good, I put down and go for a bicycle ride. As you all know that I'm training for Ironman, but anyway, I do a sport a lot now. I'd put down and I cycle like hell, you know. And that is my track of the week. It's 5 minutes. Well, I'm going to keep this short because this one is short. What else did I want to tell you? That's it. I mean, another book maybe. Well, another book I could give you to listen. There's one book that I'm going to get. Francis. I forgot her last name just now. Francis, she's coming on the podcast next week. Book is, I'm going to put the link in the show notes as well. It's the, which I've heard that one that saying before, but it's good to remember to actually listen to it again, because we read it again so we confirm what you already know. It's the saying that you are not your fault, and it's very profound, you know, when you start to really understand what it means. So that book is very short as well. She got really good reviews, and she's got a really lovely voice, very soothing voice. So I recommend the audiobook again. I'm just about to finish it. I've got about half an hour to finish it. But as I say, you know, it's only, I think, 5 hours long in audiobook version. So it's a very short book, but a very good read. And I will most likely read it again once this stage, when I finish it. But I can't wait to have Frances on the show, because I want to talk to her about so much stuff, you know, about how she got the book published, about when she actually started to, what was the tipping point for her? What was the catalyst, yes, for change. But what was it, what kind of laws that she got to thinking, oh my lord, I'm in the toilet, yes, I'm having a poor old pee, but I just found this place in the park that I go, and I'm just listening to a gate, and I hope they haven't closed it, because I'll be stuck here. I can't, I'm going to Dublin this weekend, so I cannot stay in Vichy, but if there is blocked, I'll just have to climb, whatever, I'll probably find a way out. But anyway, this is it. I know it's a short one, but I'm going to Dublin tomorrow, so tomorrow Friday, so I won't be here for, I ain't going to take my equipment, because I'm taking already a drone to do some filming when I'm in Dublin, because I've never been, and I'm going to be probably drinking heavily with my friends, because it's his 40th birthday, so even though I'm trying to cut down on drinking, which I have, this weekend is very unlikely that I will do any cutting, although I will pace myself, because I do want to travel, I do want to visit Dublin again a bit, not stay in the Airbnb sofa or on the floor, which is more likely where I will end up. I love you. I think you're great to follow me and stick with me. I know I'm not easy. Sometimes I'm a bit maybe not easy to follow. If you want to give me any advice or any tips that you think I could improve on, please do. I won't take it personally. Yes, of course I will. But I want to let you know that I just